3-2, the Saskatoon Blades defeat the Moose Jaw Warriors tonight, or should I say Rowan Calvert 3 and the Moose Jaw Warriors 2. That's also accurate because the guy sitting here next to me on our live interview segment is Rowan Calvert, who from here in Moose Jaw scores 3 goals tonight at home. And I know I'm keeping you away from family. Apologize to Jeff for me, please.
That's all right.
But talk to me about this. This has got to be a big thrill to be able to do this. I mean, it was nice to score 2 goals the other night here and get a win. This one might even be sweeter for you personally.
Yeah, it's special. I think it's our last time coming here, so just to get the first career hat trick and just in front of the fans and my family is just—it's just huge. For a second there, I thought that was the reason why we were going to lose, being in the box there when they scored their second goal, and then just to, you know, get that one off the line change there, and then the other one grazed my arm and go in. It's just—I don't know—it's just special. I'm a little bit emotional, to be honest with you, Les, and it's just a really special night.
Be emotional. I don't mind. I think everybody would understand, considering the circumstances as you just explained them. The fact of the matter is, though, is that this game, you guys, this was a battle. This was entirely different than the other games we've seen in this season series. Everything was a race to 10, it seemed, in the previous four, and tonight was more like a playoff game.
Yeah, it was a lot different. It was a little bit weird with the teddy bear toss right away. You know, it felt like we started the game down 1-0, like the game was actually just beginning with only 30 seconds in there. But, no, I thought we battled and stayed in it. You know, we fought right to the end and a little bit more of a playoff tight-checking style, and it's just good to get the 2 points.
Yeah. Now, was it really a tripping penalty? I thought it was a phantom call. I thought Ness kind of tripped or toe-picked or something.
I thought he fell, too, and I actually talked to Ness after. I was like, you just fell there, and, I mean, he didn't really say he did, but I mean, in my eyes, I'm not gonna, you know, the ref made the call.
Yep.
I'm not gonna say what it was or what it wasn't, but I felt like, you know, it was a little bit of a tough one to take.
Yeah, but again, this team, the resiliency, the ability to come back, not let things get you down. It's been your hallmark ever since, well, for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, no, just staying in it. We believe that if we play our style, we can win any night. You know, we don't want to ever give up on games or. The game's not over till that final buzzer goes, and just our style, you know, the character group we have, you know, the tight group that we have, it's just a character win, and really exciting for the guys, and it's been a good start to the weekend, but we got to look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's pretty special. You got Prince Albert coming in. You haven't seen him since opening weekend. That's going to be huge.
Yeah, for sure, especially 4 o'clock game. We should get a pretty good crowd there at SaskTel, and we always love playing the Raiders, and they got a good club this year as well, so it should be a battle.
All right, Rowan, congratulations. Great. Again. Great job, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Les.
Rowan Calvert of the Saskatoon Blades.